this week on the Time Bat Show. You just definitively know it's a bell. You sound so certain it's a bell.
There's a bell in every Arby's that you ring when it's good.
I've rang
the
bell.
Maybe they just have. Maybe that's incidental. Maybe.
One time. I mean, there's not a hat in Arby's that you can wear if it's really good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 85 of the Time Bat Show. I'm your host, Time Aces.
And I am your host, Bat Snacks.
Who can't clap to save his life today.
No, apparently I can't clap. Okay, I can explain why I can't clap. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, that real quick, we start the show by clapping so we can sync our audio up. Yeah. And we had a very hard time today.
We did it about 30 times today.
But go on, why can't you clap today? What's going on?
I'm scared of making loud noises in general, so when I go to clap, I feel nervous, and my hands miss each other. This is true.
Why are you afraid to make loud noises?
I don't know.
Just in general? You think your neighbors are going to, like, complain? Like, he clapped.
No, it's not that. I can be by myself, and I just don't like hearing loud things.
That's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, and it causes me to actually miss my hands when I try to clap.
Are you one of the people, because I am, when you do something wrong, like some people get, like, if there's a lot of pressure, they get in the zone and they do better.
Yeah.
And I'm like the opposite of that.
That's not me.
Like, if I start doing worse, and I'm, like, in my head, and then I'm like, oh, God, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. And then I just do worse and worse and worse.
There's like a cascade effect.
Yes. Like, I feel like we both had that just now in the clapping thing. I don't know. Something about the pressure. The pressure mounts, and then I just can't.
I start thinking, like, totally unreasonable things. Like, what if I just never get it? Like, that could happen.
And then you're, like, thinking forward in time. Like, let's say it's the goal, for whatever reason, our life depends on it. We have to clap in sync to, like, a wizard or something to, like, stay alive, right? We're in the same room, and he's like, for you to stay alive, you need to clap in sync. I will give you 100 tries, okay? And we're like, this is easy. We can do this. We've done it a million times. So we do it, you know. You say 3, 2, 1, and then we clap, and then we're a little off. And the wizard's like, "Nope, you weren't close enough. You need to be, like, within, you know, a millisecond of each other for me to count it." And we're like, "Okay, we can do this, no problem." So we do it like 5 more times, and we're still, like, slightly off. And it's at some point there, go ahead.
I was going to say, the thing about that is, if we've failed 5 times already, that's a 100% rate of failure. And, like, why couldn't it happen, like, 25 more times but of then, this 5 times?
And failure? Then I guarantee you, in your head, you're thinking this, and you're saying, I don't think we're ever going to make it. Like, this is it.
We're going to die.
We're never going to be able to clap in sync, even though all signs point to we, like, obviously should be able to do this. Like, this isn't that big of a deal. But like, the mounting failure, like, cements it.
Yeah.
You know? Do you think we would survive if that happened? Like, if a wizard teleported us together and then, like, you know, he teleported us into another dimension and then he asked us to do this. You think we'd be okay?
Okay, here's the thing. I think we would get it eventually, but we would not get it in the first 50 tries.
Because we'd be, like, too nervous.
Yeah, it would become, like, an actual problem, and we would have to, like, soul search within each other's eyes. Like, okay, listen, our lives, our families, everything depends on this. We gotta do this.
If we didn't make it to 50, we'd both probably be like, all right, wait, we need to take a break. We need to walk around this dimension a little bit, take some deep breaths, you know, like, do something else, and then come back, you know?
Do some audio warm-ups, like, me, 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 me.
practice clapping like alone, you know, just like practice clapping alone to a beat. Ask the wizard if you and him could like clap together to, like, to like see if you can get it.
All right, and there's another angle of this too, is if I feel, all right, I would feel like I have to seem like I'm okay so that you wouldn't panic.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
But I would feel the same way.
I would be like, if he sees me panic, then he's going to panic.
And then we will both die.
And that'll make me even more anxious, thinking mm-hmm. about you, thinking about me being anxious.
So we're basically both pretending to be like, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm not nervous at all. I'm fine. Even though we're both like, we're going to die. We're not going to clap and sink. We're going to die.
And I think we'd probably reach a point where it's like, okay, it has entered my head that we might fail. And if that happens, I just need to tell you, like, it's all right. I don't blame you. Like,
we both kind of are at fault here.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's not ours. That would be the way to go out right there. Like, yeah. We both die because we can't clap in sync, even though we totally should be able to.
Yeah, we just psych ourselves out on, like, too many levels.
We would come up with different strategies where it'd be like, we're, like, looking away. What? We're like, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
We like
the fact that we would come up with new strategies, like, that's, we've never done that before, but we would when
like a normal person would be just like count down and clap, that's all. I'd be like, well, that's not working, we need something else. So like the first 20 or so times we do the typical look at each other in the eyes, count back from three, and then, you know, synchronize clap. And yep. then eventually I feel like one of us would come up with like, all right, we need like a surprise thing. We need to like not look at each other. And then like when one comes, we like swing back around to like face each other and then like clap really quickly or something.
You do like a 180 jump and like face each other as we're like spinning and trying to clap.
Because it gets the blood pumping or something. I don't know. Yeah. Or another one would be like, we stand 100 feet away from each other and then we like run towards each other. And as like we get really close, then we like clap at the same time.
Yeah. Or we try like syncing our steps. Like, okay, on the third step, we're going to take a clap.
I think the wizard would just like kill us out of sheer like, this is the stupidest.
Like, what are you guys doing?
Just clap, it's not that hard.
This is supposed to be easy. Like,
I'm telling you, though, we would come up with like the dumbest strategies to do it, because we'd keep psyching ourselves out, and then we'd be like, one of us would be like, all right, we need to approach this from another angle. It's just a freaking clap. Oh, God. Anyway, but we made it today after, like, 30 attempts, but it worked.
Yeah. I was worried. I'm not going to lie. I was...
You're was worried. We're never, fear. We're never going to do it. That frightens me in daily life. Sometimes, like, there are, like, easy things that I'm supposed to be able to do.
Yeah.
And if I don't do them after, like, the first couple tries... I literally have the thought that, like, maybe I just can't do this
anymore. You know?
Like, maybe I don't, yes. Maybe I just don't have the capability. And that really psychs me out, like, a lot. Like, it happens to me quite often, actually.
It happens to me, too. Because I've, you know, you there are people in life that, you know, can't do everything.
No, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, all right, this is me now.
Maybe I've just become this person that no longer can tie their shoe for some reason, you know.
Like, both my hands work fine, but I just can't do it anymore. Can't do it.
Like, I woke up this morning and I just don't remember how to do it. I don't know. It's a strange phenomenon. And I'm so pessimistic that I definitely veer that way a lot.
Oh, yeah. The way I talk to myself is a huge problem.
You're like dead. You're very pessimistic and
I'm very pessimistic.
You know, you talk down to yourself. Yeah, I do that too. I don't know. Gotta be. You know, more. What? You gotta be more open.
I tried to go to the gym 2 days ago. Oh, this is when it gets the worst.
I want to hear all about it.
My inner voice is just like, "What are you doing?
At the gym?
Going to the gym?"
You're not going to do anything at the gym.
You don't even know what you're doing at the gym. You don't know how to use the weights.
People are going to be watching you. They'll be like, what are you even doing here? Do you ever get concerned that other people don't know what you're doing as much as you do? And then you you like feel like really awkward. That's part of my problem, too, because it's like, if I were to go to the gym, I haven't been to the gym in a long time. And if I went, my inner voice would be like, you have no idea what you're doing. And then also, all these people, they can tell that you have no idea what you're doing. Then you don't belong here. I don't know. I went somewhere recently, a week or two ago, and I got there really early. It was like a music thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got there really early. And when you get to somewhere early, you don't know what to do with yourself because no one's there yet. But, you don't want to, leave because that's awkward, too.
Yeah.
So, what are you supposed to, you're just supposed to, hang around? And so, if you walk up and someone's like, are you here for the thing? And you're like, yes. And they're like, oh, it's not going to start for, an hour. And you're like, well, I'm really early. Then do you, leave? Or do you just, go in and you're just like, all right, I'll just stand around here for an hour? People know what you're, people notice what you're doing. And yeah. I always have this, weird... if I show up somewhere too early or somewhere that I feel out of place, I always have this weird sensation that other people are watching you and they think you're weird.
Yeah, it happens if you go to a house party, mm-hmm. if someone's having Thanksgiving dinner or something.
Yeah,
they're like, okay, everybody get there at 6, and you get there at 6 because that's what you're supposed to do, and there's no one there
except. This happens to me all the time, too.
And they open the door, and they're like, oh.
you're here.
You're here.
And then you can't, leave. You want to leave. You're like, oh, I'll go away. I'll come back. And they're like, nope, come on in. And you're like, cool. And they're like, have a seat. And then you're like, what do I do? And it's really awkward. Yeah. At Thanksgiving last year, I went to a relative's. Mm-hmm. And they invited a bunch of people over. I was the first one there. And so I was just wandering around their house for an hour, I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
The same thing happened to me at Thanksgiving too. My uncle was having people over his house and, he said, get here at this time.
And
I got there and it was just my uncle and his immediate family, his kids and his wife.
So it was
and
a little awkward.
Hey, family that I'm not a part of, technically.
How's it going?
How's it going?
And I'm not a social enough person to make that not awkward.
Yeah.
I can't, I'm not social enough to be let me tell you a story about blah, 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 while we pass the time and wait for everyone else to get here. I'm just I'll sit there quietly and be yeah, good, nice house you got.
They were like, can I get you a beer? Probably because I looked nervous.
And then you're like, I'm going to go to the bathroom for an hour. I'll be back.
No, I can't start drinking first, before everyone's even here.
Fun social situations.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Too. I don't know. That was a fun 15-minute opening where we just talk about how terrible we are at things and
doing things.
I got to tell you some funny anecdote here. My audacity... you know how it says, microphone, you have this microphone hooked up, and then, the audio is, usually it's, Microsoft Sound Mapper?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Well, mine says Microsoft Sound Mapper, but the box is, shorter. It doesn't contain the whole word, the whole phrase Microsoft Sound Mapper.
Yeah.
So it cuts off part of that, mm-hmm. and it cuts off part of the N in sound, so it looks like it says Microsoft Sour.
That actually sounds like a really expensive audio card.
The Microsoft Sour audio card. It's green.
Yeah. And they call it sour candy.
It's green. Yeah, it's sour candy audio card.
It's green.
Card.
It has sugar on it. The sugar crystals improve the acoustics.
The acoustics. They slowly melt off with each song.
Yeah.
But then they
ants.
But then they recrystallize, and then the sound waves move through the ants, which gives even more more of a decibel.
I don't know what I'm talking about. The ants generate entropy for your sound. Right? Yeah,
they increase the amplitude of the waveform. Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. So how are you doing today, Batsnax? Anything exciting happening?
Yeah, it's been a super exciting week for me. I can't go into... I mean, yeah, we can go into a little. So an anime that we used to like when we were kids was FLCL, Fooly Cooly.
It's a great show.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's like 20 years old now.
Is it really 20 years old?
Yeah, it was early 2000s.
I feel extremely old right now.
Yeah, we saw it right when it came out because it was like the anime.
It was the thing.
Yeah, and it was like probably our ninth grade or like ninth grade-ish year.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I remember because I spent I spent like $60 on disc one at the mall.
Oh, yes. I remember we were really excited because it was made by the people who made Evangelion.
Yeah.
And we had just finished watching all of Evangelion.
Yeah. And you had bought Evangelion, and you had spent like $60
like
per disc.
Bootleg of it, but like a bad bootleg that was really expensive that I got on like eBay or something in like 2002 or something like that. Yeah. Right?
And then I bought Fooly Cooly, and we watched it, and it was cool. They had a great soundtrack.
And they only had 6 episodes, but I remember they sold them as like 2 episodes per DVD. Do you remember to like gouge you out of your mind?
I do remember.
You had to buy all the DVDs, but they were like $20 each or something. It was ridiculous. So you had to spend like $60 for the whole thing. The whole show is like 2 hours long or something, you know, 3 hours maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
it was really good, and good. Now there's a sequel coming out.
So I've heard, but I literally have not watched any trailers or anything like that for it, so I have no idea what to expect.
I haven't seen trailers. What I have heard, though, is that the band that did the whole soundtrack for the first one, The Pillows, has returned to do all the music for the sequel.
They're really good.
Yeah, I really like them.
They're really, really good. I'm slowly starting to notice I only liked anime that had really good music in it, and I didn't really like any other anime. And now that we're talking about this.
Yeah.
Because, like, Cowboy Bebop, I like because the music.
Awesome soundtrack, yeah.
A few others I can't think off the top of my head. Yeah. But yeah, they had a really good... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say The Pillows, they had a very like, garage band kind of sound.
Yeah,
to
it was like alt-rock, garage rock thing. It was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in high school... Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead. You can finish what you're saying.
I was just going to say, as far as I know, the band is the only returning
cast member.
Yeah.
There's, like, the people who made it aren't, like, the original... Oh,
the director, animators, all that are different.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it's probably going to be bad. That's how I feel
about it. I mean, The Pillows will make a new album out of it, so that'll be nice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I still remember, like, all of those songs.
Same.
Little Busters, that was the theme song. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Ride on Shooting Star.
Yeah, really good song. Yeah. I remember when I was in high school, we had the ability to burn CDs. Remember this whole concept?
Oh, I remember.
Mm-hmm. And one of the CDs I had burned, this was before the portable MP3 player. Maybe it was like right during, but I didn't have enough money to buy one, so I still had to burn my CDs. So I burned a CD of, like, the entire FLCL soundtrack by The Pillows. And we were on, like, a bus to go to, like, a field trip. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, listened to that on repeat, like, the entire time. And at some point, there was some classmate, some girl that was asking, like, what do you listen to, like, the entire time? And I, like, handed it over, and it was, like, the one really loud, like, hardcore punk song on the album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was just, like, taken aback by...
She was like, whoa, you're into that.
So I, like, instantly got, like, cool in a couple people's eyes that I never had been before. But, yeah. So I just have that memory of me listening to that in high school.
I was going to add that FLCL got me a relationship with a girl.
Really?
Yeah, it really did.
Now this is a story we like
No,
to
I don't want to go too far into it.
Was it the music, or was it just enjoying it at the same time?
It was more like I like anime. Anime's really edgy. Come over to my house and watch FLCL with me.
Sure, yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah.
That was like the edgy, cool thing to do. Well, that's not true. I mean, anime is so ubiquitous now. Everyone knows about it.
Yeah.
Back then, it was kind of still like, ooh,
Back then, like, it was very, oh.
Early 2000s, it was like, oh, man, what's that? You're kind of cool for liking that. Or you might be not cool, depending on who you ask, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's definitely, I definitely remember, you know, getting some, like, meeting people or, like, getting, acquiring friendships, as it were, from being like, I like Trigun or whatever. And they'd be like, oh,
you like Trigun.
Wow, that's so cool.
That's violent.
Let's go to the mall. Let's go to the mall and look at the Japanese anime stores or whatever. Because, you know, they had those. They still do, but.
Yeah.
The ones that had, like, Hello Kitty. And then, like, import DVDs of, like, old anime for, like, $80, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
And you'd
about.
Go there, and you'd look at that, and then you go to Hot Topic, and then you go home. Yeah, I don't know. Anime was a weird... It was a weird concept back in the early 2000s. It was very strange. It was, like, another universe.
So the new FLCL, it's going to be called FLCL Progressive is what it's called.
Like the soup.
Progressive. Yes, like the soup.
Or the car insurance.
Yes. Also like the music.
Right. Progressive rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that they're making another sequel already that's going to be called Alternative.
Oh, do you think it's going to be like a musical thing there, maybe?
Do you see what they're doing? Kind
of
like it
it's
went
kind of
from,
a musical thing.
You know, regular to progressive to alternative. It's like a, you know, it's a sequence.
It's kind of musical-ish, right?
Yeah, very cool.
I wonder what the next one will be. I don't know.
I don't know if they'll make another one. I don't
indie. Know. Indie. No, that's not true. Are all the characters returning? Like,
I saw a poster. I haven't seen any trailers or anything, but the poster had a new lady that had, like, red on her eyes or something.
Oh,
it so, might have been a man. It's hard to
see. Her face isn't back? I don't remember the characters. Yeah. I remember Naoda as the boy. And I remember the girl with the cool Rickenbacker bass guitar.
Yeah.
Who's awesome. I don't remember her name. And then you got the TV man.
The TV man. Who,
this is my favorite
He
character.
Helps the kid... He gets in the kid's head and helps him bat away the asteroid
Who's
or something.
Who's my favorite character, yeah. And then Eyebrow Man. Yep. Remember Eyebrow Man?
Was that the evil corporate man?
I mean, he wasn't evil, but he worked for the company.
He was the dad or something.
No, he worked for the company, and he was one of, like, the managers or whatever, and he had, like, really giant eyebrows.
I don't remember that well.
Look at FLCL Eyebrow Man after this, and you'll find him. He's there. He's all over the place. At one point, his eyebrows fall off, and it's like I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird show. If you haven't seen FLCL, go see it. It only takes, like, 2.5 hours, so... Go do it now. We'll have to watch that and then kind of review it on the show.
I don't know if I'll watch it, honestly.
Really? You're so excited about it.
I mean, I'm excited about it, but the last time I tried to watch anime, it was just like, no.
I can't do anime anymore. It's so, like, bad. I'm sorry if you like anime, listener, but I can't do it.
I'm sorry, too. I consider it a flaw that I don't like anime. I wish I liked it. I really do.
I definitely don't wish I liked it. But
I generally like people that like anime.
Well, I can't really say that. I don't like not like or like someone based on anime, but every anime I try to watch is just like this is what's popular right now. This is it. And then I like can't. I don't know. The premise is always so bad these days. It seems like
I don't care about young boys. It's just, and there goes all the anime.
It's all out the window now. Yeah. You don't care about young boys or high school girls. That's like every anime right there. It's always a young boy in high school with a bunch of young girls.
Yes.
It's like every anime. And there's a demon in there somewhere, and then, you know, that's it. It's like a... I don't know.
I've seen it, yeah.
That's like every anime. It's true. I don't know. Speaking of anime and, like, weird things happening in high school, there's this story. This is a really bad segue. There's a story going around of this man who thinks that everyone is living inside a computer simulation.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this.
Well, you brought it to my attention before the show, and you wanted to talk about this, so here we go. I'm just giving you as much time as you want.
I think a lot of people are talking about this now. Like, even in movies, you have, you know, what if the world is a simulation going on in a lot of movies.
Can I just say that really quick?
Yeah.
That I don't think we're living in a simulation.
Yes, you can say that.
And I'm almost 99% sure that we're not. So I'll just say that right now. But go on. Okay. Go on.
I think that's totally fair. But this guy, his name's Tom Campbell. Mm. So a while back, he wrote a book called My Big Toe.
My Big Toe?
My Big Toe. And Toe stands for Theory of Everything.
Oh, my God. What...
And the cover of the book is a picture of his foot.
Who is... No. I'm supposed to take this man seriously.
It says on his website that he is a former NASA scientist and Department of Defense.
It says
Defense
on
worker.
His website.
I don't know if...
I can put that on my website today. Did you know that? I could be like, I'm a former NASA scientist. I worked for the Queen of England, and I developed the internet with Tim Berners-Lee. I could say that on my website. It doesn't make it true.
He has a beard that kind of looks like he worked at NASA.
I love how that gives him qualifications somehow. You know, if I wanted to pretend I worked at NASA, I would. Well, first of all, I need to be much older because I'm not old enough. But, like, number two would be grow a big white beard and wear these, like, big old 70s glasses. You know, these old 60s, 70s glasses. And then I could just tell people I work at NASA and I worked at NASA, and they just believe me, like, just no problem. You know what I mean? I even have a jacket that says rocket scientist on the back of it and has a NASA patch. I bought it at the Air and Space Museum because it's like based on the jackets that they gave them back in the 60s, like the rocket scientists there. So it's like based on the real design. So if I was an old dude with a beard and glasses and had that jacket on, people wouldn't even question me. They'd be like, that's so cool.
You know, to be honest, if you told me and I didn't know you that you were a rocket scientist, I'd probably believe you. Really? You have, like, you know, crazy hair. You look like, you know, smart.
I don't really take care of myself. I don't really dress very well. Thanks. It's kind of a compliment in a way.
Thank you. A compliment.
Someone asked me that once when I was wearing the jacket, and I was like, no, I wish, but I guess I could lie. From now on, I'll just say yes. I'll just be like, yep. I do.
You should say yes from now on. Assuming this guy did work at NASA, though, I'm just going to give him the benefit.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's a lot of benefit of the doubt, but let's just give it to him.
Let's just say he did. Yeah, okay.
So he decided not to be a scientist anymore so that he could tell people about the world being a simulation.
Sure.
And now he has a Kickstarter where...
That's how you know he's really a
scientist. That's how you know he's really a scientist. He quit his job at NASA to do a Kickstarter experiment.
That's how you know he's legit. There's no red flags going off right now. I don't know about you, but this all sounds super kosher.
And if you donate enough money to him, he'll let you stay in a capsule with him. There's that, too.
Oh, well, we should do that together.
So the way his Kickstarter is structured is if he meets $150,000, which he has, he's surpassed it, he'll do an experiment that proves that the world is a simulation.
That proves it, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And if he raises $600,000, he'll do three experiments that proves that the world's a simulation.
And if he raises $80,000, he'll do four and sign an autograph of himself.
No, it's a million for six.
What does he just do the same experiment six times, or are these different experiments?
I'm not a scientist. I can't.
So what I want to know is if one experiment proves it, why does he need to do like six more?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
If he says that it proves it definitively, then there's no reason to do more than one. There's a reason to do one that could disprove the experiment as flawed, but there's not really a reason to be like, let's reprove it again, even though we already did.
I don't have the answer.
What's this guy's name again?
His name's Tom Campbell, and he's really interesting.
So do you think we're living in a computer simulation?
No. I mean... It's, I don't, but...
But we could be.
We could be.
No, I mean, that's true. There's a 1% chance, I feel like.
It's one of those things where if you believe that, then you're pretty safe believing that. No one's ever going to be able to change your mind.
That's true.
Yeah. So if you believe it, then you're safe believing that.
Yeah.
No one's going to come for you.
It's like believing in God. Like, you can't... I don't think it's something you can really prove or disprove, honestly. You know? Yeah,
it's not.
I don't see how this guy's going to be proving anything. Here's my big problem with the simulation argument. Not to say that maybe we're not... Not to say we're not living the simulation, because we could be. I can't say for certain. But to say, like, oh, I can prove it mathematically or whatever. The problem I see about that is, like, if we're in a simulation, we're using the logic of said simulation to prove that a world outside the simulation exists, which to me makes zero sense, because we don't know if the world outside the simulation operates in the same laws that are true within our simulation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's kind of like, in order to prove it wrong, you would need different parts inside of the simulation working independently of each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like you'd also need to go outside. The only way you could prove we're in a simulation is if you leave the simulation. That's my opinion, anyway.
If you're like Neo.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm out of it. Like, I'm obviously, yeah, that was a simulation. Okay, now I can see definitively that I was in one. When you're inside one, I don't see how you can prove that you are, because, like I said, you're using the laws inside the simulation to prove you're outside of it. Outside the simulation, there could be completely different laws of physics, or laws of the universe, or laws of nature, or whatever. And, you know, that's just like, I don't know. The analogy I'd give is, like, if you're an ant, and you're, like, chilling around, you're walking on the ground, mm-hmm, you don't know anything outside of being an ant, right? You know that there's people that step on you. You don't really know what they are, but sometimes feet come down and they step on you. And you know that sometimes...
The foot,
right? Like, you know about the foot. And you know that there's light that occasionally comes out, and sometimes it's dark, and sometimes it's not, and you don't really know anything else. And if you were there and you were like, okay, I'm going to prove that there's a universe outside of the ant life, but all you can do is be an ant, there's no way you can prove that the Earth rotates around a sun as an ant.
Yeah.
Without anything, without, like, leaving being an ant. And, you know,
depending on who you ask, you can't do that as a human.
I mean, that's true. But it's even, like, orders of magnitude more.
Yeah.
With the simulation thing.
You know, what I will say about this guy is he's a very talented movie maker. His promo video is, like, 10 out of 10.
It's really slick.
Yeah, and so that actually makes me really excited about his Kickstarter, because he said he's going to make a documentary of his experiment.
So at the very least, we're going to get something very entertaining out of this, probably.
Yeah, and I think this is awesome entertainment. I love this.
I'll tell you, I watched the documentary. Like, no, I mean, obviously, I'll watch it. You know,
I can't wait to hear someone talk about how they've proved that the Earth is a simulation.
I wonder what kind of people they're going to have, because they're going to have to interview people. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll interview people on both sides, but I want to hear all different bunch of opinions about this.
I hope they get Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, they're not going to get him. Not for 150K. He's not going to, like, he's not going to sneeze for that money. You know,
maybe 5K, 5 minutes. That's pretty good. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not Neil. I can't.
He'll just come on and be like, no. And then he'll leave.
That's all you get.
Maybe Neil thinks we're in a simulation. I don't know. If Neil does, I don't care how smart you are as a scientist. If you think we're in a simulation, I think something's... You're not thinking it through quite completely.
Yeah. I think you're either having fun or... You haven't thought about some other
stuff. I think it's having fun. I think it's like, ooh, yeah. I'm a physicist. What can I do that's fun to think about? And it's like, ooh, living in a simulation. I mean, that's a fun thought experiment to have.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. It's a cool thing. It's fun. It's completely bonkers, but it's fun, you know? And I think that's what people are doing when they say that. Like, we're in a simulation. And it's, like, really easy to get, like, hype for that. Like, post something on social media, people
be
like,
oh, video games.
It's like we're Mario. It's like we're in Mario. Oh my god. I hate to stop you right now, but I just wanted to get into our first trivia question of the day, We can go back to the simulation talk in a second.
No, I think we've run.
We've expended simulation talk. This is not really simulation, but we're talking about this. This question has to do with language, which is very interesting to me. Language. So your first question, the category is language. So you do know the sentence the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
Yes.
Okay. There's a specific word in the English language that describes that. So a sentence that uses every letter of the alphabet in any language, such as the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, are known as what? Is it A, anagrams, B, pangrams, C, multigrams, or D, polygrams?
It's not an anagram.
And I didn't let you choose your lifeline, but I'll let you choose one, like, right now.
I'll do 50-50.
I'm being nice to you. Okay, you're going to choose 50.
Okay. So, anagram is if you reorder a word.
Mm-hmm.
Multigram sounds like a vitamin.
it does. Multigram. It sounds like a vitamin.
It sounds like one of those kind of vitamins that maybe you shouldn't take. Do you know what I mean?
Like it's got too much stuff in it.
No, it's like maybe the marketing is a little too good.
It's not a vitamin. How is this not a vitamin? I just Googled it. It's not a vitamin. I could have swore multigram was a vitamin.
Or it's like a cereal that's really healthy. Multigrams. They make you healthy and good.
Have you ever had like one of those things where you were almost certain something was a word and then it's like not a word? Because I'm having one of those right now. Because once you said it was a vitamin, I was like, oh, it is a vitamin. I've heard of it. I know the jingle. Multigram vitamins. Da, 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 da. And then I like Googled it. No, it doesn't exist. Multigram. Anyway, so is it pangram, anagram, multigram, polygram?
I think it's a polygram, but I'm going to 50-50. Keep in mind, you don't have to keep any which one, because it's only 50-50. You can choose to eliminate whichever two you want.
Well, I know that. You shouldn't have told me which two you thought were the most likely, though.
That's okay.
Multigram vitamins. Okay, so it's either pangram or polygram.
I thought so.
It's not multigram.
Yeah, I'm going to go with polygram, final answer.
Polygram is incorrect. It's actually pangram. Also, pan means all in Latin. Poly means multi.
Oh, it's like Lando. Yeah.
What?
Never mind.
Does Lando mean all O?
No.
In Star Wars?
The new... Lando likes everybody in the new Star Wars.
Oh, he's pansexual.
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
Even robots.
I thought you were saying something weird about like how Lando, like the L-A-N, like has the same kind of meaning or something.
Like the etymology of his name.
So really what they should rename him to is Pando. All right, I'm done. And that was episode 85.
Goodbye, everybody.
No, so it's pangram because pan means all. Poly also means like many. And multi means multi, but you're right. Multigram does really sound like a vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine it's like a cereal of vitamins.
They're vitamin shaped.
And they like sneak a couple actual vitamins in the cereal, you know?
Cereal does that. They're fortified with lots of vitamins.
Right. So it's like multigrams. Many grams for your kids' nutrition.
Actually, I think it might be irresponsible to have a cereal with, like, pill-shaped cereal pieces.
Yeah, that might be bad.
That's sending maybe a bad message.
A mixed message to your kids, like, eat these pills every day.
Yeah.
Multigrams.
Multigrams. I think there's a bear as the mascot.
This is like one of those things where like it doesn't exist, but I can just clear as day see it in my head. And the bear, like, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think definitely in alternate universe Earth, there's a multigram bear cereal.
And he's like shaped like the Teddy Graham bear a little bit.
Yeah.
but maybe he looks a little different. And he's holding one of the bits of cereal, the multigrams, if you will. And he's like, they're great. Because that's Frosted Flakes already.
They're great for you.
They're great for you. Maybe it says they're great, and then, like, in small letters underneath so they don't get sued by Tony the Tiger. For you. They're great for you. You know. Multigram.
Multigram. I'd buy them. They sound tasty.
Do they? We haven't even described the flavor. I mean, I never described
it. It tastes like multi.
It tastes like multiple things. It sounds delicious.
No, like graham crackers or something.
Yeah, I guess so. Multigram. Anyway, the reason I brought up Pangram is because, you know, everyone knows about the quick brown fox jumps to the lazy dog, which is a sentence every typist has ever typed. If you've ever done Mavis Beacon or learned to type, you type that out because you use the Arial letter of the keyboard. Yeah. There's other pangrams. They exist all over the place. There's a shorter one than the quick brown fox jumps to the lazy dog. And it's like 100 times cooler. It's this.
How is it shorter?
It has less... Well, the quick brown fox has some duplicate letters in it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So this one... is it shorter? I don't know. So this one, I think, is way cooler. It's Sphinx of Black Quartz... Judge my vow.
Ooh.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that sounds kind of like something that's written above a statue.
Right? In, like, Egypt or something?
Yeah. In like, runes.
And someone, like, died underneath it.
Yeah. Even though the point of it is to use, you know, like, English letters, it's written in runes.
So, like, completely defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
But once you translate it, it's like, oh, it's using all the letters in the English language. How cool. I just thought that was a cool cool phrase.
Yeah, that is really cool.
I think we should start using that in schools instead of the quick brown fox. Like, kids don't care about the dumb quick brown fox and the lazy dog.
You know? The black sphinx. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, the quick brown fox, it uses the twice. You know, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. You have extra letters there. You don't need them. Mm-hmm. Sphinx of Black Quartz, Judge My Vow doesn't have any extra words. I think it might have a couple extra letters, but it's shorter. It's more concise than the quick brown fox. And it sounds really cool.
And it's about a sphinx judging your vows.
A black quartz sphinx.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like something out of like some weird...
Final Fantasy.
It does. It kind of does. Like you're in the last... You're like in like the weird... You know how in every Final Fantasy game, in the end, you're in, like, some weird dimension or whatever?
Yeah.
This is, like, every Final Fantasy game. Pretty much. I can't think of one that you're not. Right?
I can't think of any, yeah.
Like, every one, you're in, like, some weird alternate dimension. And this is one of, like, the bosses, the Black Quartz Sphinx. The Sphinx of Black Quartz. Yeah. And you, like, you fight him by walking up to his big, weird statue.
Yeah, he's the precursor battle to the, like, really handsome, feminine-looking dude.
the main antagonist.
Yeah.
Right. And so he's like his pet or something, right?
Yeah. Or his mom, if it's Final Fantasy X.
His mom.
Yeah.
And then you, like, you read the statue, and you're like, oh, that's weird. And then it, like, attacks you. It comes to life and attacks you. It's like...
Yeah, hey. Screen transition.
Maybe it has its own specific boss music. That'd be cool. Why does every Final Fantasy transport you into, like, another dimension in the end of the game?
Because that's awesome.
I mean, it is cool.
Yeah.
You remember in 8, you're in, like, the middle of time or something? I don't even remember what it was.
I don't know how 8 works, to be... To be honest,
Final Fantasy VIII is the most confusing video game story I think I've ever experienced. Well, that's not true. I haven't played Kingdom Hearts yet, but I don't remember it. But 8 is like there's time travel, and then there's like this.
There's time. It's not travel. It's compression, which I don't know what even that means. I'm not gonna lie. I don't understand it. I'm not ashamed of that. Doesn't make any sense to me.
All you know is that you like it, right?
Yeah. I like it, and it's cool.
It's really
cool. Great battle system, despite what everyone says.
It did, I guess. Yeah, it did. Sure. We could. Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm. Multigram vitamins. Is that a thing? Multigram vitamins? Is that multigrain? No. What the hell am I thinking of? Is there like a... shit.
No, it's not. I've never heard of multigram.
I swear to God, it's a word.
Ugh. There's like Centrum above 50. That's what I take. Like,
so it's just multivitamins then?
Yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. So is there a gram in vitamins at all? Is there some gram thing?
I don't think you usually want like a whole gram of...
I feel like multigram is a thing, but I just don't... Oh, this is going to bother me like the entire day. But that's fine. What else is going on? What else do we have talk on the agenda today?
Do you want to do a would you rather question? Or
yeah, let's
Reddit?
Let's do one.
Okay, let's do a would you rather question. Mm-hmm. This is would you rather segment. We're going to answer questions generated by a robot. Okay.
Multigram vitamins. You know what? Sorry. You know what
real?
This is? You know what this is? This is in the real world that's not the simulation, multigram vitamins exist.
Oh, okay.
There you see? You see what I'm saying?
I think you have to take them in order to keep from like reality crashing around you.
Maybe.
They have it in an IV.
So in the simulation you have to take them. Or outside.
No, in the real world, there's a scientist next to you while you're in the, you know, simulation, and he's putting multigrams in your body.
Oh, okay, so you don't hallucinate or whatever. Sorry, I'm reading Ubik again, so, like, there's a lot of this stuff going on in that book. If you haven't read Ubik, you need to read Ubik, because it's a trip of a book.
It's an awesome book.
It's a trip of a book. But they have, like, the spray that's supposed to, like, combine reality correctly. It's fun.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Ubik is by Philip K. Dick, and it's like such a good science fiction book. And every time I've heard an interview from him that describes what the plot of that book is, he like changes it every time.
Who changes it? He does.
Philip K. Dick. He never says it's about the same thing twice.
I feel like last time I read it, it was about something different. Isn't that really weird?
Like the book, it actually doesn't make... I mean, I'm not going to spoil it. You're not done yet, but...
No. I last read it when I was 16, and I don't remember most anything about it other than it gets really, really weird. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, at the really, really weird part, and it's still weird, and it keeps getting weird. And, you know, I only have a few chapters left, and I remember something really weird happens at the end, and I don't know. Don't spoil it, because I don't remember, so...
The point of the book, though, is that you can't be sure about reality, the true nature of reality.
Yeah.
Which is what we were talking about
today.
Where
it starts, where it ends, the simulation, you know, all that stuff.
For all we know, Tom Campbell is right. His videos are good, and he's an actual NASA scientist.
And we need to be taking multigram vitamins in order to break free of the simulation. Maybe that's the trick. We need to eat these multigram vitamins in order to
do
it. You know? You see what I mean?
I'd like to sell some multigram vitamins and market them as making you break free
from reality. Are you tired of living in the Matrix? Great. Well, we've got multigram vitamins that you can take to break free and be a hero of the real world. We should do one more trivia, and then we can get into would you rather, because we're kind of...
Okay.
If that's okay. Your next trivia, this will be a short one, is food. Category's food. What lifeline would you want?
I'm choosing Monty Hall.
Monty Hall. Okay. Why is Arby's called Arby's? Oh, have we had this question before?
No, we haven't.
Okay, well, there's reasons, apparently. So this is kind of wordy answers, so bear with me. Why is Arby's called Arby's? A, the founder's name was John B. Arby. B, the initials of the people who founded Arby's are the Raffle Brothers, or R.B. C, okay. The name of a pirate in Pirate of Penzance was named Arby. Or D, the founder's dog's name was Arby.
Okay. I was in a middle school production of Pirates of Penzance, I believe.
Were you?
Yeah. I don't remember much about it, though.
Do you remember if there was a pirate named Arby?
I don't remember an Arby.
It kind of sounds like a pirate name, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Arby.
Oh.
It's really on the nose kind of a name, though.
Arby's isn't really, like, pirate-themed, though. They have a bell.
I mean, Starbucks isn't Moby Dick-themed.
That's true. They have, like, they have a mermaid symbol, though. Arby's is a bell. I don't think pirates have a bell.
I always thought it was a hat.
No, it's a bell.
I was like, I thought it was a hat. Are you sure it's a bell?
That you, ring the bell.
I know you can ring the bell, but I thought it was a hat. Hear me out, okay? I thought it was a hat because when Arby's first came around, they were like, we're roast beef, and we sling roast beef at you, partner. And they're like cowboy kind of themed or whatever.
Yeah, they've got the brisket.
Right, mm-hmm. So the hat is like a cowboy hat.
I can see it, but no, it's a bell.
Okay, it's a bell. Anyway, you just definitively know it's a bell. You sound so certain it's a bell.
There's a bell in every Arby's that you ring when it's good.
I've rang the bell.
Maybe they just have. Maybe that's incidental. Maybe.
One time. It could be. I mean, there's not a hat in Arby's that you can wear if it's really good.
There should be.
Like, you're leaving the restaurant, and they have a little coat rack with, like, a big, oversized cowboy hat on it.
You put it on?
It's just like, if you had good service, wear the hat. And then you put it on, you go, yee-haw! And then they're like, thank you! And then you put it back, and then you leave Arby's.
I like that.
Back to the question at hand. Why is Arby's called Arby's? What do you got?
John B. Arby is a little on the nose.
That's a name I'd come up with, isn't it?
Yeah.
John B. Arby.
I think his dog's name was Arby's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to Monty Hall it, though. I'm going to lock in the pirate one.
Damn it.
I don't think it's pirates.
Okay, so it's either B, the initials of the Raffle Brothers, R.B., or C, Pirates of the Penzance, pirate who's named Arby.
Okay, I'm going to go with the initials of the Raffle Brothers.
Yes, that's correct. Initials, the most boring of all the answers. Oh, no, it's fine. I wish it was the dog. It's not your fault. I wish it was the dog. That'd be more interesting.
Yeah.
I should take some more multigrams and get into the burst into the reality where
Arby's it is named the dog.
The dog. And you wear all the hat instead of ringing the bell.
Hey.
And we use Sphinx of Black Quartz instead of the quick brown flocks, you know.
Maybe there are an infinite number of simulated realities, and in one of them, it is the dog, and they have a hat.
And it's Sphinx of Black Quartz, and...
Yeah. There's multigrams.
Multigrams, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna do some Would You Rathers, since we're here.
Okay. Would you rather have a spaceship or a pet Pikachu?
That's tough. I think a spaceship, though. If I was 12, no, yeah, I was about to say.
I was about to say, well, if you were 13, what would you pick?
You know, that's funny because that's where my brain went, too. I was like, well, if I was 13, I'd probably say Pikachu, but no, that's not true. If I was 13, I would definitely want a spaceship more than Pikachu. Still. If not more, honestly, when I was 13, because I don't want to be an astronaut when I was a kid, so.
I was thinking about this after I saw it, and Pikachu would honestly be, like, the worst pet ever. Because he shocks you when he's happy.
And he's a rat.
He's a rat that, like, electrocutes you.
And you can't keep him in a cage. He's too big.
He's a fat rat, yeah.
He's a fat yellow rat that shocks you when he's not angry. He'd be terrible. Like, unless you spent all your time with him, then he could be, like, your best friend, like Ash or whatever. But, like, if you, like, left him at home, like, Pikachu, I gotta go, you know, to work or whatever. And he's like, Pika, Pika. And you're like, sorry, like, this is, like, daddy's gotta work. I have a job. And he's like, eh. And then you leave, and you come back, and your house is just, like, charred.
Burned down.
Like, burned everywhere, because he just did Thunderbolt all over the place, you know. It'd be a terrible pet.
Be the worst pet.
Spaceship, for sure.
All right, this is the question that kind of had me in a...
I'm excited.
Had me in a pickle before the episode.
I'm excited. Tell me.
Would you rather be forced to put everything in your own body...
What?
Or get it up in the stomach?
Oh, what does that even... Oh. Can we define what these things mean before we pick one?
I know what I think it means.
So, force something up your own body.
You have to get everything in your own body.
Mm-hmm. Or force it up the stomach.
Or get it up in the stomach.
Up in the stomach. I don't know where... So here's where I'm really holed up, right? Where is the entry point, if you will, for these, right?
Is it your mouth?
Or? I think in A, it's not your mouth.
I don't think it is either.
I don't think it's your mouth in A. I think in B, it might be your mouth. But the problem with B is your stomach is going to burst, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got to get everything up your own body, or you got to get it in the stomach. I think you have to take it in the stomach, or you'll die. But, like, that's going to be horrible.
I think you do, too. Yeah, I think you have to go with B. I mean, you're going to die either way. But I think your body will more naturally shut down if you do the stomach one. Because at some point it'll figure out, oh, this is bad. Let's just die.
Whereas is that in how it works?
In, like, A, it would be, like, foreign object in the rectum alert. And then it'd be, like, we cannot do any more of this. And then you just, like, keep going. And then it has no defense for this. Because this isn't supposed to happen. Like, nothing's supposed to go there. You know? And then you just, like, I don't know. That would be torturous, right?
It would be the worst death.
You wouldn't die immediately. With the stomach thing, I think your body would probably shut down so it could try to figure out how to heal. With the other one, you'd just be like, ah! That's my two cents. I don't know. What do you
think? I think you're right, and I don't think we have to keep talking about it. I just wanted to read it.
It's a disgusting question.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Would you rather not drink a baby ever? Yes. Or have the ability to fly for 3 hours.
I think yes, I would rather not drink a baby ever.
Yeah, I don't. You can't. I don't want to fly that bad.
That's obvious. That's really funny, though.
Would you rather be the same person or the best person in the world?
I was about to be like, I want to be the best person in the world, but then I was reminded, the best person in the world is probably a douche.
Yeah, the and best also probably sucks.
I probably hate myself, so I guess I'd go with the same person. As weird as that sounds, you know.
I think I would choose best person.
You're just like whatever. I'll be the best.
Whatever. I'll be a douche.
I feel like if I succeeded to some degree, it's probably because I did something terrible to someone else along the way.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I do know what you mean.
I wouldn't be able to live with myself. I don't know.
You wouldn't be the same person if you were the best person in the world. Because neither of us are obviously the best person.
But the best person in the world just did something bad, probably.
They did all the worst stuff.
To be the best person.
Yeah. Because to be the best, you have to go where no one else is willing to go.
Yep. And do the things that no one else is willing to do.
Yes. Like, take it up to the stomach.
Like, take it in the stomach.
Yeah.
Exactly like that.
Yeah. He had to do that to become the best.
He did. He had to do that a lot to become the best.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. Are you ready for your final trivia question?
Yes, I am.
This one is easy, okay?
Okay.
So, what do you... You know what? You're not getting any life ones for this one. It's so easy. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm not even giving you a category. This is a true or false question. True or false, the sand dollar is an animal.
Yes, it's true.
Are you sure?
Yes, it's an animal. That's the funniest way you could have possibly worded that question.
Why? Why is so funny.
I don't know.
Are you 100% sure it's an animal?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah, you're right. See, I didn't know that, okay?
Yes, you did.
I did not know.
How do you think they got there? Like, someone just put them there?
I don't know.
Like, you'd be walking down the beach with me and, like, your mom or someone, and you'd pick up a sand dollar and be like, hey, there's a sand dollar. I guess someone left it here.
Just a reminder for our listeners, I grew up in Florida, so I've seen my fair share of sand dollars.
You've seen at least 1,000, probably.
I don't know. I thought it might have been, like, I don't know. It could be, like, coral, you know? They're not animals. Are they? They are?
Yeah, they're alive.
Damn it.
Well, not when you find them.
Well, yeah, I know. But I thought, I don't know, sand dollar could be, like, it's like a rock that, like, washed ashore or something, you know?
Okay, I can see that. Like, there are cool-looking rocks.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, some weird geological thing that happens to look like, you know, a doll. Shut up.
I'm sorry.
It happens to look like an animal. And, you know, now that I think about it, I realize that it definitely worked. Because when you flip them over, they have, like, the thing on the back that kind of looks like a starfish-like teeth or whatever.
Yeah, they have a mouth.
Yeah, they have, like, the starfish. They're probably related to starfish.
Yeah.
You know what's weird about growing up in Florida that I never realized until just now? When, I don't know about you, but as a kid, we'd collect these dead animals.
Yes,
and
we
display
would.
Them around our bathroom.
Yep.
In our living room too. It's like, what's that? Oh, there's a sand dollar, and this is a starfish.
There's a conch shell.
And this is a conch shell, and they're all dead animals that were just kind of here. They are.
You know? I liked how it looked.
Like, no, I agree, but it's looking back, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird. We just in every store you go into, there's always like a lady that makes things that have like shells glued to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is everywhere in Florida.
Every
There's always
store.
A lady.
Every yeah. store in Florida, yeah, for sure. It's weird. It's really weird. I think the weirdest one is starfish, though. Because the shells, like, at least the living thing has, like, left.
Yeah.
With starfish, it's just like, yup, it died, and it's now, like, hardened, and we're, like...
it's dead.
Putting it in our living room. Like, you don't stuff it or anything. You just, like, there it is.
It's just as is.
And people put them next to the, like, bathtub and stuff, you know?
It's don't, weird. Right. It reminds me of a bath. Is that because I grew up with starfish?
A starfish?
In my bath
it time. Reminds me of a bath, too. When I see a starfish, I'm like, oh, it's bath.
Like, when you go to a hotel, the soap is shaped like a starfish husk.
Where did, like, these weird ocean critters get, like, lodged into the unconscious of, like, bathrooms along the way? I guess people just started putting them in bathrooms.
They're not sanitary.
Definitely not. It definitely reminds me of baths, too. Yeah. Like, if I see a starfish, I'm like... Like, first thing on my mind, if I saw a dead starfish in a store, I'd be like, oh, I could put that in my bathroom. Like, first thought. And they're like, why would I put that in my bathroom? Like, who thought of this? I just don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, those are your trivia questions. I think you got all of them right. You did. You got all of them right. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. Do we have any more Reddits, would you rathers, what have you?
Do you want to do a couple internet questions?
Sure. I love internet questions.
Internet questions.
We haven't done any internet questions today.
Do you want to read the one that you found?
No, I'm saving that for the end of the show.
Okay.
That's like last thing.
Yeah, we want to make sure everyone's gone before we get to that.
Go ahead.
Okay. What is the worst... This was asked by Dub Bees. Thank you, Dub Bees.
Thank you, Dub Bees.
What is the worst thing you can do before bed? I think he meant this like innocently enough, but there's a lot of bad stuff you can do before bed.
Give me an example. You
could murder someone.
Wow, you went really far down. Yeah. I was like, drink a glass of milk or like, I don't
coffee.
Know.
Coffee. Yeah.
Yeah. eat a big thing of cake, but you're like, murder someone. Yeah, I mean, run someone over with your car.
You could commit, what's larceny? I feel like it's commit bad.
Larceny. Isn't that just stealing? Or is that not?
It sounds worse than stealing, though. Like larceny.
I think it's just stealing.
Okay. Yeah, well, larceny, you can do that.
Theft or theft of personal property. So it's just stealing. It's just a fancy way of saying stealing.
Yeah. You could commit felony larceny.
So if you stole something but it was like a big thing, yeah, it's larceny. But if it's like a normal thing, it's just theft.
Shoplifting.
And then if it's really big, this is a fun term, it's grand larceny.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard that before, that term?
Yeah. That's like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I think it's like, yeah, it's like Grand Theft Auto. It's like if you stole something that's really high value, then it's grand larceny.
Is it weird that we, like, qualify those with grand? Like, is that really the right word?
I know, it is weird. Grand is such, like, an antique term. Like, we don't use grand for anything anymore, except for larceny, apparently.
And, like, grand piano, like...
Two things. Grand larceny and a grand piano. What do you think would be, if I had a grand piano and someone stole it, what would that be? Ooh. grand larceny.
grand piano larceny.
Yeah, that's good.
Theft. I don't know.
There's a joke in there somewhere for a comedian to make. That was a free one that we've just provided you. Grand piano.
This question was asked by Penguin Pajamas. Thank you.
Thank you, Penguin Pajamas.
What are good names for twin black cats?
Ooh.
Bill and Ted.
I was going to think of something more like cool, but you're like, Bill and Ted, that's it.
Those would be awesome names for cats.
No, you got it. You did it. You're done. I was going to think of like cool like night names like Dusk and Twilight or something, but that's dumb. I think Bill and Ted is better now that I think about it.
What about this is the best cat name I've ever heard. Mr. Several Businesses and His Secretary.
What? That's like one cat, Mr. Several Businesses.
No, there's Mr. Several Businesses.
No, I know Mrs. Like, the Secretary is another cat, but
yeah.
Several Businesses? That doesn't even make sense.
Mr. Several Businesses. He's a big deal.
Is this a real cat that you know?
I've known a Mr. Several Businesses.
Cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
This person had like 16 cats, though, so I think after that many, you have to start being creative.
Mr. Several Businesses and His Secretary. Yeah, I feel like after I had like 10, I would give up on naming, and I would just start naming really weird names.
Yeah. You can only have so many Mr. Whiskers.
Mm-hmm. And like Blackie or whatever.
Don't call him Blackie.
People call cats Blackie all the time. Well, maybe they used to. Maybe they don't anymore.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Is that true? Well, I'm sorry. I don't think
you should call him Blackie.
I'm not saying you
should.
We
probably shouldn't be saying this
word. I'm not saying that you should. I just know... Okay. This is just me being completely open and honest. I've never owned a cat. I would never name a cat Blackie. But I have known many cats named that over my years.
So have I.
Saying it, okay? I'm sorry. Not trying to offend, I just know it's out there.
It's okay.
Probably not a name that I'm going to use. I know I'm not going to ever use it as a name. But probably not going to get a cat anytime soon. Unless I decide to become a weird cat person, which... I mean, you never know, right?
Yeah, anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Do you want to do another one of mine, or are we ready to...
No, I want more of yours. I don't want to do mine until, like, the very last second.
What creepy urban legend turned out to be true? This was asked by Anthony M82.
Thank you, Anthony M82. Have any creepy urban legends turned out to be true? I can't think of any that have.
There are a lot that... maybe could be true, but...
Like what?
I can't think of any often. Aliens.
Crop circles.
Yeah, crop circles. That's a good one.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot's not true, though. Like, almost 100% positive it's not true.
I think it is. I think it's true.
You think Bigfoot exists? You think
no, but I want him to be real so bad that it trumps logic. Because that would be awesome.
Why would it be so cool if Bigfoot existed? It's just a big ape.
That's awesome.
We have those already. They're called gorillas.
Yeah, but this one is secret.
This is a secret big ape.
That makes it so much cooler.
He's better than all the other ones. What if we discovered Bigfoot and it's just like a big gorilla? And it's just like, yeah, that's a gorilla. It's like, it's Bigfoot. It's like, no, it's just a gorilla. It's like, but it's Bigfoot. It's like, okay, that's fine. It's still a gorilla or whatever. Like, what happens then, you know?
I think it would have happened already if it were going to happen.
It was just a gorilla.
Yeah.
The whole thing about Bigfoot is it's like, it's not like half human or anything, but it's like closer to human than any other ape or whatever, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it's supposed to be.
Like it's like the missing link,
yeah, between evolution and humans and apes, right, and stuff.
Right. So that's probably why people are excited, because it's like it's an ape man.
I think it's partially because it's secret too. Because like think about it, right, like a dolphin. Dolphins are cool, sure, but if you had a secret dolphin. Like, that's immediately, like, so cool.
What does that even mean?
It means it's not, you can't know, I don't know what it means. It sounds really cool, though. The secret dolphin. Can we start that urban legend? The legend of the secret dolphin.
I need to know, like, it needs some backstory. Like, I'm, like, not really sure what a secret dolphin, like, means outside of a regular dolphin. So, like, please elaborate on what this is supposed to be.
There would probably only be anecdotal evidence.
Is it, like, a different color or something?
Yeah, it's probably, like, blue or purple.
Yellow.
Yeah, yellow. So it doesn't matter. But it's a funny color, and there's tribes in the Amazon that have said for many years that they worship them, right?
The secret dolphin.
They worship the secret dolphin.
Yes, yeah, sure.
And we can't go and see them because the Amazon is so dense, you can't send an expedition there.
Sure, yeah.
The natives...
Does it live in, like, the Amazon River? Like,
yeah.
The dolphin?
Yeah.
Okay.
It can't live in the ocean or else people would know about it.
Just dolphins don't live in rivers, but all right, I'm with you still.
There's a pink river dolphin in the Amazon.
Is there?
This one's... Yeah, there is. This one's yellow, though.
There really is?
Yeah.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
This one is yellow, and it has maybe like a horn, like a unicorn. Maybe it's like goat horns. They look cool, like the devil.
Yeah, I'm with you still. I'm completely on board with the secret dolphin. And then, like, in the 1920s, some, like, English guy named Sir Henry Rawlings Clerbershire, like, went.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm on an expedition
to find And he took a picture with it.
The mythic secret dolphin. Yeah, and he took a picture with it, but, like, when he went home, he was really excited, but everyone was like, oh, that's fake. You know, he altered it. He doctored the picture.
He took a goat horn and glued it on a dolphin. Like,
and he painted it yellow first or whatever. And then his career, like, you know, fell apart or whatever.
Yeah. He spent the rest of his days, though, trying to tell people about the secret dolphin.
Trying to go back to the Amazon and find the secret dolphin for himself. Yeah. Bring it back in a cage. This is like the story of King Kong, essentially.
Except it's the dumbest looking dolphin ever with goat horns.
This is like the exact same plot of King Kong. Like, word for word, except for the secret dolphin part. I like this.
It's like every mythical creature. I mean, it's the same as Bigfoot.
Some guy takes a picture and he's like, look. And they're like, that's not real. And he's like, I'll prove it. I'll trap it in a cage. And then he never gets to do it.
Yeah.
And he dies alone, sad that he never found it. You know, I make fun of Bigfoot people, but the secret dolphin sounds way cooler than Bigfoot.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I would pay money to see the secret dolphin. I mean, I'd pay like $5 to see Bigfoot. I'd pay like $50 to see the secret dolphin.
Yeah, same.
Like, it sounds pretty cool. I don't know.
Even if it was just a zoo that glued goat horns on their dolphin.
And like dyed the water yellow so it looks yellow when it's swimming around or something.
Yeah.
I'm on board the secret dolphin after all. If only the world worked like that. Are you ready for the final question of the day before we sign off?
I'm ready.
Okay. This is on reddit.com/r/ask. It's not as wholesome as the other questions. The question is asked by Wishery only 5 hours ago. This is recent. Thank you, Wishery. The question is, what did Jesus do while he was inside Mary?
Oh, no.
So
what the hell are you talking about, Wishery?
Like, he was in there for 9 months, you know, chilling out. So he wants to know what he did. So the question reads, what did Jesus do while he was inside Mary? And he elaborates. He says, was he just chilling? Was he aware of his surroundings? Jesus is God. God is omniscient, all-knowing. So he was just in there like, I wish I would have thought to bring some board games or something. So that's the question. What did he do?
It's not a bad question.
I mean, the more you think about it, you're like, huh, okay. It's not so terrible.
It's pretty terrible.
It is terrible.
All right. The story of Jesus is not that he was, like, had God's knowledge. I'm pretty sure he's supposed to just be, like, a dude.
No, you're right.
Yeah. So he wouldn't be doing it. He's just a fetus.
So he's just... So he didn't really become Jesus until later. Well, I mean, he was Jesus then, but, like, he really didn't become, like, one with God until
later. Yeah, I'm a little fuzzy with how he got the epiphany that, like...
But it wasn't while he was in the womb.
I don't think it... I mean, I wasn't there, but...
You weren't there. That's good. I'm glad you were there 2,000 years ago or whatever.
I mean, who am I to say what he did or didn't do?
Maybe he knew what was going on in the womb. Maybe he's like, here I am.
That would be gross.
That would be weird, yeah. It's true. So your answer is nothing. He's just a baby. Fetus growing up like any other fetus.
I guess he could have decided.
What?
So if he's omniscient, he can decide to become Jesus whenever he wants. He could have been like... Yeah, I want to know what's going on in there.
I need to get the full human experience if this is going to work. If this whole saving humanity thing is going to work. So I'm going to start right now.
And then he gets in there and he's like, "Oh man, I thought this through.
This is so boring. This is the most boring thing ever. This is just a really bizarre, off the wall question from Wishery." So I thought I'd share it with us
before we end
the show. Who's our sponsor today, Best Next?
Our sponsor today is Multigram Vitamins.
When you're feeling like you need a breakout of your confined simulated reality,
you gotta take a multigram.
Take a multigram. Take a lot of multigrams.
Yeah.
And break on through to the other side. Remember, when you're feeling kind of drowsy...
Be a little bowsy.
That's been episode 85 of the Time Bad Show. I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bad Snacks.
Good night, everyone. Drive safely.
Good night. Or morning.